Fluffy! Good job, Fluffy.
You're so ugly, dude!
What's wrong with you? You monster.
You monster! Uh-oh, Dan sprung a leak.
I'm really sorry, guys. I, apologize for this minor inconvenience. I swear it's never happened to me on cast before.
Welcome to episode 51 of Uncorked Gamers. How are your hosts? Dan?
My name is Jeff.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Alright, let's start this episode off with some quick news, because we got a lot of stuff we got to talk about today. So let me open that up real quick. New president for Nintendo has been announced. He's got a 1-year contract. He's coming from within the company. You can pull up his name real quick.
Make sure that guy's good. I don't want to give him a year.
Yeah, let's see. His name is,
Will he get his old job back if he doesn't? I wonder how Japanese people work like that.
I'm not sure. He might be shunned and put into a part of the company where he doesn't really get to do anything.
But he still works for Nintendo and makes boku money.
Yeah. Anyway, his name is Tatsumi Kimishima.
Welcome aboard? Welcome aboard.
I mean, he's worked in the company and stuff like that.
Yeah, but welcome aboard the high rollers, I guess.
Also, Miyamoto and...
Why wasn't Miyamoto there? Why?
I don't know. Maybe because he doesn't have the business sense, maybe?
Maybe he doesn't care. Maybe he wants to dedicate to making the games.
Shigeru Miyamoto and Genyo Takada also got new titles. Apparently, there's been a lot of restructuring.
Oh, okay. I see.
There's been a lot of restructuring within the Nintendo brand. A lot of departments are being merged together into, like, single departments. So, like, people that made, like, focus on this part of a game and people to focus on that part of a game are now just all focusing on games together. As far as being different departments and stuff like that. So there's a lot of restructuring happening inside of Nintendo. A lot of people getting their positions changed and titles changed, etc., etc. But, I mean, the Kimishima guy was like, you know, yeah, I don't see why Nintendo can't have somebody come in to run the business that never worked on Nintendo before.
Hmm.
So it sounds like they're starting to open up.
I think it's always a good thing to hire within. Because for that same reason, that they already know the company, they know how the company works, they know.
But I mean, it's also how a company gets sale, though.
Do you believe that?
Do I believe Nintendo's gotten stale? Yes.
Well, no. I mean, do you believe that hiring someone from within will make a company stale?
I think it can. Cause people don't want to upset what they know.
Yeah, but there's also people who like been wanting to change something in the company for so long, and
then, I mean, you would think,
and they finally get the opportunity to do it.
It hasn't happened yet.
He just started, man. The guy has like 3 days in.
Yeah, he's already changing things by trying to bring in outside people.
Innovation, man.
I'm saying. Sounds like a good idea. 2 JRPGs were announced for Xbox One in Japan. They're releasing worldwide, but they're made by Japanese publishers. Experience Inc. These are going to be exclusive to Xbox One. The first one's called Stranger of Source City. Okay, well, that's a port, because that came out on the 360, the PC, and the Vita. I remember hearing about that. It looked very good. It's like a dungeon crawl, kind of like Etrian Odyssey. Let's see, the other one... the second game, I don't even think that has a name yet. Okay, here we go. It's going under the title Students of the Round.
Students of the Round.
Yeah, apparently it's going to be like a tactical RPG. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Remember you mentioned there was a bug in Metal Gear Solid 5 about taking certain personal missions with you? Apparently that's been fixed.
Okay, good. Because it sucks if all your data gets erased when you're, like, at level 42.
Yep. All Dragon Quest Heroes is the Dynasty Warriors version of Dragon Quest, basically. That's coming to the West. It's going to come with all the DLC for free.
And then this...
for free.
Like through the monthly free games?
No. You have to buy the game, but all the DLC that released for it, it's going to be free.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right, Dark Cloud 2 and Ape Escape 2 got ratings for the PS4.
Ape Escape. Remember that?
Yeah, that game was remarkable when that came out. I'm still astounded by that game, how well it was put together. And I bought a DualShock controller for it. DualShock 2, whatever. No, DualShock 2 first, yeah.
Just the DualShock, yeah.
Let's see here.
Man, I still play with my... I use my PlayStation controller for PC gaming.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. And just one thing that's not game related, but I think it's just insane and it's happening.
Shingeki no Kyojin.
No, world's first human head transplant's happening.
Oh, that thing, yeah, like in the next couple years?
Yeah, 2017 yeah. Happening in China.
The guy is willing to... They say he's going to suffer a fate worse than death, because...
He's going to basically...
I mean, his body's going to reject it. His body's going to reject the head, number one. So, he's going to be on, like, medication forever. And even then, you don't know what kind of complications you'll get out of it. Number two... It's not his body. Mm-hmm. How weird is that?
It'll be weird, but I mean, like, just the advancements in medical, the very fact if even if it works and his life is horrible, it shows that we can do it.
Well, they've already done it in like monkeys and stuff, dude.
Have they done it to monkeys?
Yeah, they've already experimented on animals.
I guess they've done. I've seen them sew a dog's head onto the back of another dog. But, like, it wasn't, like...
No, they did a monkey, and I guess the monkey lived for a bit, and he ended up dying. But I don't know what the exact cause of the death was. I think it might have been the rejection.
Mm.
But he did live for, like, a couple days or something like that.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's already been done. It's just never to a human.
Well, it'll be very interesting. Yeah. It'll be... I mean, at least if it happens to a human, the human will be able to be like, hey, this is what's happening with me right now. This is what I'm feeling. I'm going to die.
I mean, would it just work? Would it just work for your body to... So many questions, man. I don't know.
Yeah. But we're going to get answers. We're going to get answers.
You know how they said the cut on the spinal cord has to be, like, so super precise? Like, just like a straight, like, just nice slice, you know, like a katana slice or something, you know?
Right.
And it's just like, I don't know, man, just so many things that could go wrong, dude. So many things.
Yep. But I mean, the guy's going to die anyway, basically.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason he's doing it, is because he's terminally ill.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, might as well try to help out science.
So where's the body coming from?
I don't know.
You can't tell me it's a frozen body because it wouldn't last.
Yeah, that wouldn't work. Let's see if I can look that up real quick.
I didn't even think about that till right now.
I know somebody like had lined up for it or whatever.
For them to die and donate their body?
I think somebody else is also just gonna die or something like that.
Oh man, it's so weird. Yeah, what if they switch their heads around?
Yeah, from the donor and patient. Yeah.
Yeah, but who donates a body? And how does that work? I feel like this is like black market stuff, man. The donor of the body.
I mean, the guy who's doing it is Russian, so I mean.
Oh, those Ruskies.
Okay, so the guy, so Spiridonov, the guy who's getting the transplant done. He's going to be induced into a month-long coma after the operation so that, like, the cocktail of drugs will keep his, should keep his body from rejecting the head.
And then it's a...
Oh, it's not publicly known where the donor body will come from.
They're going to kill somebody so they can transplant somebody else's head.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's no other way. You can't freeze a body, dude.
Yeah.
There's no other way. It has to be like a fresh death.
Yeah.
That's, oh my god, man. I don't know. This raises a lot of questions about morality.
And maybe get some guy from jail or something like that on death row.
But still. Dude.
Alright. What topic do you want to tackle first?
I don't know, man. You want to talk about Destiny?
This one or that one?
What do you mean this one or that one? The new one!
You want to talk about Taken King? Alright, let's talk about Taken King. I've spent 10 minutes playing it.
That's it?
I have a job, and I have this. It comes out on the day that we record our podcast. We really haven't had a chance to play it. It does not take you very long to level, from what I've gathered.
In those 10 minutes that you've played, you...
I went up a level by turning in like 3 or 4 bounties.
That was a hiccup.
That was a hiccup.
Well, I haven't had a chance to play because I get off work and then I go to pick up Dan because he has no ride.
I know. And such a tragedy.
And so, yeah. I mean, I got home and I ate a chile relleno. Let me tell you about chile rellenos, man. Yeah. Those things are delicious. They're like one of my favorite foods ever.
I thought they were the favorite.
Well, it probably is the favorite. Like, if anybody makes chile rellenos, dude, I want to eat every single one that they made. That's how good they are.
It doesn't matter, like, who make them?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, man. I want either my, the waifu, or my mom's.
That's it?
That's it, man. I want my mom's and my waifu's.
You don't like anything from restaurants and stuff?
They're not, no, you know why? Because they don't make them the same. They seem like less filled. The chiles that they use aren't the same chiles.
Yeah.
And they,
I get that.
And the, what else? Is there something else different about them I can't.
What they fry them in?
Maybe, dude. There's just something different about them. It's not the same.
The fact that you have to pay for them.
I think, well, that's that. That's another reason, but. They have, they seem like they were, like, they don't care when they make them, you know what I mean? They're not made with the love.
Oh, the love factor.
The love factor is a huge factor in chile rellenos. Because my mom loves me. and she makes chile rellenos because she loves me. And then my wife, get this, right? My mom makes chile rellenos for me at my sister's house. She's like, hey, mijo, come and pick them up, you know, whatever. And then when I get home, that same day, my wife's already making chile rellenos. Again, like, they didn't know they were making them the same day.
So it was your birthday.
It was supposed to be like a surprise for me, and I got home early. That's the day I got off early.
Oh.
Yeah. And they were supposed to already been made when I got home, but that day I got off on time, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But they're delicious. You should have them.
I can't.
And that was Jeff's Corner.
Jeff's Corner.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you haven't tried chile rellenos, go to a Mexican restaurant. It's not the same, but you'll get the gist of it.
Find out who's cooking the chile rellenos. Court them for a while. Make them love you,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
then you'll probably get something very similar.
You gotta get yourself a little Mexican girlfriend or boyfriend. Yeah.
Your boyfriend
probably won't cook for you.
Yeah, the boyfriend probably won't cook for you.
But that's why you gotta meet moms.
Yeah, you get to meet the moms. That's the benefit there of the boyfriend. And the moms might not like you if you're not Mexican. I mean, that's just a thing.
That's a thing.
But you stick through it, though, and you'll win them over.
Yeah, Mexican moms are kind of racist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they're not like...
Even though they say they're not, and like, it's like...
Because of them, they're not, because this is how they're raised. This is just the mentality. It's like,
it's a culture thing, I guess.
It's a culture. Like, Mexico, yeah. Like, superstition is so huge in Mexico, even though we have all the science and...
No. You go marry Mexican, man.
What is that, the Russian-Mexican?
I don't know. All right, man, it wasn't that great, all right.
You go marry Mexican, man.
You go marry Mexican, man. Well... I don't know, Mexican moms or something else. They're the best moms.
That's not what I race for.
We're very off topic here.
Alright, so Destiny the Taken King. I've been playing Destiny 2.0. I've been playing a lot of PvP. Which is something I just never thought I'd say. I played like 2 or 3 days worth of PvP straight. But the PvP's fun.
Yeah, I've played more PvP.
It seems a lot more balanced.
And
oh, except for shotguns. Everything seems balanced except for shotguns.
Well, shotguns are supposed to be one to kill. A shotgun. They usually, I mean, up close.
Well, their range, though.
So. Some of them have good range. The, yeah. The, what is it? The
Pound Verdict?
Crota one.
Oh, the...
No, no, that one doesn't have the range. Oh, the Pound Verdict has range. Is it the... I don't even remember anymore.
Who cares?
Yeah, now the guns don't even matter at this point. Because now greens are stronger than... Than the exotics.
Year one exotics.
Yeah.
Year one exotics. Let's be accurate.
That's what I meant. But yeah, like you get green, you get green weapons and green armor, and they're better than the exotics. It's,
I mean, I kind of expected it though. I expect things like that. I expected it with blues, not so much.
I can't
greens.
Believe they phased them out like that bad though.
Yep.
It just seems really, really bad.
At the same time, though, I mean, they've been trying to get away from the fact that people are just stuck on there. The same exotics over. They won't try any other ones.
I understand that, but
so
they shouldn't
just get rid of them.
They shouldn't just get rid of them like that. You know what I mean? Like it
they
just
gave
seems
you an entire year to enjoy them. You had an entire year to enjoy them.
Not really.
Not for the House of Kell stuff, but otherwise, pretty much.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that didn't even come out that long ago.
Yeah.
And it's already like phased out.
I mean, the fact that those ones are phased out is the most jarring aspect of it. But oh well. I mean, yeah, whatever, I don't care. I don't care. I got, there's new exotics, there's new hand cannons.
It's like starting the game over, I guess, so.
There's
I
a
guess,
hand
right?
cannon called Lucky Aces, dude.
Alright, well, I don't know.
There's
what
a
it
hand
does.
Cannon called The Curse.
Okay, I don't know what any of these do.
I know, but it sounds cool, doesn't it?
It's just the name that gets you?
Yep. I mean, that's what got me with the last word and,
The last word sounds cool. That one really sounds cool. And then the Hawk Moon I also like. As yeah. You know, for a name, I like the hog. I also like the gun.
Yeah.
But yeah, the name is really cool. Yeah, so all everything I did this last few days doesn't matter. Because I'm not going to use those guns anymore.
Nope. I mean, you will for your first mission or two.
Oh, yeah, for the very first. Not even then, because I'll get new guns right away. So I don't know. Whatever. I mean, it's cool that, you know, you're basically starting the game over. Because it tells you to do all the first missions again anyway.
Well, I mean, it doesn't technically. There's just, I think they just put them in there so you can see what the new quest system was like. Before the DLC came out.
It's still kind of cool, though.
But the moral of the story is me and Black got excited for Destiny again. We got to play with all our old Destiny friends and had a lot of fun.
It's all about that. That's what it's about. Just playing with the people that you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like Vegan said, like, you know, he said a long time ago that if it wasn't for me, he probably would have stopped playing a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because we were always, like, it was just, a, like, you know, like a team, those it's that team effort, you know? So.
Just having somebody to talk to you about playing the game.
Yeah.
Nice.
Going solo all the time probably make it boring for you.
Oh, yeah. Everybody I know that stopped playing the game has gone solo pretty much. I didn't like it. And I'm like, well, yeah, we'll play with people. Play with me. Like, oh, well. Like, then I don't want to hear you complain. Yeah? I mean, that's pretty much all there is to it.
I'm excited to play it. I can't wait to get home and play it.
Speaking of, can't wait. Tokyo Game Show happened.
Oh, that thing?
Yeah, Tokyo Game Show happened.
I didn't understand anything.
Well,
I didn't understand the games. I didn't understand
see,
what they were saying. That translator sucks. Translator sucks a lot.
The PlayStation will come out in November.
Dude, she sucks.
It's the same.
She didn't even translate a lot of the stuff.
It's the same translator.
Like she would get stuck on a word, and then they would keep talking,
yeah.
And then she wouldn't translate that.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't paying attention. She was thinking of the word she was thinking of. Does that make sense? That makes sense.
I know. It's the thing. They hire a Japanese woman to translate into English. And I feel like they should hire like an English speaker to translate the Japanese into English.
Yes.
Because at least,
a fluent English speaker.
That way, even if she gets stuck on the words and stuff like that, she would... Because, I mean, another thing with a Japanese speaker is that it was hard for me to kind of understand what she was saying, too. Even when she was translating things a little bit.
She wasn't hard to understand. I mean, there might have been
a
word here or there.
There was a couple times where I was like, where she would like just speed up out of nowhere. I'm like, wait, what? What did you just say?
Trying to catch up to the dialogue, man.
I know, but with the accent, thickness of it, and stuff like that, it made it a little hard. It made it a little hard.
Well, there was,
Well, Jeff's favorite. There was Schoolgirl Galore.
I didn't say that was my favorite part.
You kept bringing it back up.
Yeah, because it was my favorite part. But I don't know what the fixation is with Japanese people and schoolgirls. It's just they're everywhere. They're in every game. Every game that Japan makes for Japan has schoolgirls in it.
You think Japan is perpetually just has like high school syndrome where there's like best years of my life, high school. Let me tell you. Best years of my life. Like the entire nation is like that.
I don't understand Japanese people.
Well, yeah.
I just don't understand them.
It's because we don't live there.
They're all over the place, man. I love the culture and everything, but they're just everywhere. Okay, so I don't understand. See, they were showing. I mean, they were showing a lot of games that are popular in Japan,
right?
That aren't so popular over here, and some people haven't even heard of.
I would say they actually didn't even show that many things that weren't popular here.
No, that, like that,
Airship Q? Is that what you're thinking of?
The rhythm game.
Oh, Taiko Drum Master.
Yeah, like that rhythm game. I've seen people here play it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like something that gets played a lot. You know what I mean? Something that's more popular in Japan.
Yeah.
And so, like, stuff like that I saw, you know, during the game show, like, I just don't care.
Well, I mean, it's not made for you, though.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They make it for Japan audience.
But, I mean, even though it was still for a Japan audience, it was pretty awesome. Like they had
some cool stuff in it, yeah.
Well, it started out pretty much with Bloodborne. Bloodborne's getting DLC called The Old Hunters. It has some awesome-looking weapons. It had this, like, polearm thing that attached to, like, these gears in the back.
Yeah, that thing was awesome.
And once it attached, it became basically, like, a chainsaw wheel.
Yeah. The thing was really awesome, though.
They had, like, a bow and arrow.
Which reminds me, I need to play more Bloodborne.
Yeah, you do. You gotta catch up to me so we can do some co-op.
I don't need to catch up, I need to do co-op.
You kinda do.
Well, I mean, I'll die a lot. Oh, wait, if I die, that's it, huh?
No, I mean, there's, like, a level restriction, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I'm at level 2.
Yeah, and if you die, then I get disconnected right away anyway.
So,
yeah. So you can catch up.
Yeah, this one seems to be like a separate story, right?
Well,
it's like a standalone.
I guess game, it's like, something like a standalone story, or it's like integrated into the main story, or something like that.
They said something about they talk about the old hunters in the story
a little bit, but they were going to explore it deeper, or something like that.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't think it plays on the same.
I think it's the same file. Yeah, I think it's the same file because all the Dark Souls and stuff like that. All from software. Pretty much whenever they had a DLC, it was just an area you went into off of the. You went and found it in the game.
Really?
It was a new area that it opened up, and there was like. It's just a new area that you explored.
Okay.
So I assume it'll probably be something closer to that.
Just didn't seem like it would be.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it either, but I mean, they can do it because they have the whole Tumera Chalice dungeons and stuff like that, which aren't part of the main game. So they could just add it as an extension to that.
What else was cool?
Real quick, they glossed over a bunch of stuff that was already been announced in America, or like more American things like Black Ops 3. They showed a little bit of a teaser video for that. Uncharted 4. They mentioned Uncharted 4.
There was nothing for Uncharted 4.
A bunch of PlayStation indies that are already out in America, really.
There was that.
That are coming out in Japan.
The Final Fantasy Chibi
game again. Final Fantasy World or something like that.
Yeah.
Collectors.
They showed gameplay of that.
Yeah, it actually looks like a game a little bit now in comparison to what it looked like last time. you can talk to Shiva and Ifrit.
Ifrit and Ramu was there.
Yeah.
And they help out. I mean,
oh my god! Bahamut.
Yeah!
I don't know if he's saying something in Japanese.
But it just sounded like, oh my god.
It sounded like, oh my god, Bahamut.
It really did sound like that.
That's probably the best part about that.
The Ifrit looks like the one from Final Fantasy...
10, you said?
Yeah, Final Fantasy 10. That's the one, yeah. And Shiva just looks like a new Shiva to me. I don't remember that style of Shiva in another game.
Shiva, I mean, well, Shiva, it could have been the Shiva from...
like one of the older ones?
7 or 8 or something like that. Because there's a Shiva where she just kind of like just comes out and she has a silk.
Her style is different. Like, she looked different. Ifrit looks exactly like the Ifrit in Final Fantasy X.
Well, Shiva always looked more human than Ifrit did too, though.
No, I understand that, but it still didn't look like the same person.
I mean, Ramu looked like Ramu.
Ramu looked different, too.
No.
Yes.
Ramu totally looked like Seven.
Ramu looked fatter in this one.
Ramu looked like... No, that's his cape. Seven, Ramu has the big, long cape.
I don't know. He looked a little fatter.
Dude, I think you just love Ifrit.
Ifrit's cool. It's a cool guy.
I should tell you a thing about Ifrits in folklore from...
You know what? My favorite... Guardian Force, I guess. Or summoning monster.
Esper. Let's go. Let's take it back.
Let's take it back to Esper.
Let's take it back to Esper. I never liked Jeff.
Jeff? You don't like me?
Oops. Freudian.
But my favorite one, what became my favorite one, I used to like Bahamut a lot.
Yeah.
Which was...
Everybody liked Bahamut when they were younger. He's a dragon. He kills things.
I mean, Knights of the Round is cool, but Knights of the Round was very...
so long.
Yeah. It was very long, and it was... I mean, it was just a bunch of guys, like, hitting... Different guys hitting the guy. It wasn't really, like, a single Esper. You know what I mean? Like, it was just... It wasn't...
Oh, can I take a guess?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Gilgamesh.
Gilgamesh is awesome, but he didn't become my favorite.
Okay.
And I also like the... what was the name of the guy? He had the black cauldron.
Oh, Death? I think it was
just... Death?
I think it was just Death.
Okay. I also like that guy. I just liked his animation a lot. But I like, from Final Fantasy X, was, Anima. From Final Fantasy X. Because he was just chained up, you know, all crazy-like, and then, you know, like, during his special, like, he takes you down with him, like, to hell, or whatever that place is. And you see, like, his true form there, you know what I mean? And it's just, like, it was really awesome, and I really love that. I love the animation, and I just love that as an Esper. So he kind of became like a favorite for me.
I mean,
even though he was only like in one game, you know.
You didn't like Final Fantasy VIII's Eden, where it's just like a giant spaceship.
Eden is weird, dude.
It's super weird.
It's like it's not the same as any other Esper. It doesn't even seem like an Esper.
It's just like a giant spaceship. It's just like, hey,
I'm gonna shoot at Earth.
Yeah.
At exactly this point right here on Earth, and you're gonna take 100,000 hit points of damage. She did the most damage.
Yeah.
Like, there was only two of them in that game that did a bunch of damage like that. And I forgot what the other one was.
That's only if you hit the timer things, right?
Yeah. And you get up to 255, I think. Like, and I usually just, like, slide my finger back and forth over the button to get it fast. But she has, like, I think she has the fastest, like, or the shortest span between when it starts flashing and when you can't hit the button anymore.
Yeah.
It's like it goes really fast, but you know after you do it a bunch of times, you learn the timing for it. There was another GF that you can get in that game, Final Fantasy 11.
Okay,
that was 11, right?
No, 11.
No, 11 was
is online.
Final Fantasy 9. No, 8. 8. Sorry.
Eden
was
8.
Oh my god, yeah. Final Fantasy 8. There was another secret GF in that one that you can only get at 2 points in the game. And I never got that
Alexander.
One. Was Alexander?
I think it was Alexander.
Yeah, I never got him, so I never got to see his thing.
Didn't you have to, like, pull him out of a boss or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
And there was also, in Final Fantasy VIII, you can also get, not Gilgamesh, but, Odin, I think?
No, you can get Odin through the story. You get Odin through the story.
No, but only if you have Gilgamesh.
No.
Yeah.
No, you get Odin through the story. You have to beat him in one of the towers. You, like, when you climb up on a tower.
No, yeah, you get Odin.
Yeah.
Gilgamesh is the one you get if you use Odin versus...
No, Alexander's in it. Alexander's in it normally. I think Gilgamesh is the character I'm talking about.
So then Gilgamesh is your favorite.
No. He's a secret character. I mean, he's a secret character. Cause
Gilgamesh, because what's his name? Your nemesis kills Odin, and his sword goes flying. Gilgamesh catches it. And you're like, oh, cool. And you're like, oh, wait, no, this is just a shitty.
Oh, you get Gilgamesh. Yeah, that's when you get Gilgamesh.
Yeah.
So that happens. That's not the character I'm thinking of. But, I don't even know anymore.
No, you can miss Gilgamesh if you don't.
No, I don't think you can.
I feel like
I think it's part of the story.
I feel like that doesn't have to happen.
Well, I don't think I particularly liked the fact that you attach yourself to the S person this one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I want you, if you switch out, then you have to kind of start over with that guy. They have like, you know, favorites, the favorite bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a certain percentage. I don't know if I'd like that too much.
Oh.
But whatever.
Anyway.
I don't even know what we were talking about originally.
Tokyo Game Show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we started talking about
World
of Final Fantasy.
Yeah, World of Final Fantasy. That's what it is. For you Vita lovers out there, there's going to be a new Danganronpa version 3. It's going to be the next chapter in the Danganronpa series. But it's also coming to PS4. And speaking of things also coming to PS4, Gravity Days, also known as Gravity Rush, is coming to the PS4 as a HD remake.
Yeah, I never saw this game before.
It was good. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Vegan was surprised that I didn't see this game before.
Yeah, no, it got a lot of acclaim. Like, it got a lot of hype when it was coming out.
But it looks like a difficult game to play.
It takes a little bit of time to get used to, but I mean, once you get used to it, it's not that bad. But they're coming out with a sequel. It's been officially announced. I mean, it was officially announced, but actual gameplay, stuff like that.
But it's going to be a straight-up PS4 game, though.
It's going to be a straight-up PS4 game, as far as I know. And, then see what else did they talk about. We didn't keep notes on this one.
I know, but it was just so much
random stuff. Yeah. And there's a bunch of like.
What's that bear one? That bear game, the one with the bear and the
Danganronpa.
Is that the one? Yeah, that was the one. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm saying, man.
I mean, there's a new Saga game coming out on the Vita, Saga Crystal something.
I don't know.
Can't remember what it's called. They didn't show as much Star Ocean as I thought they were going to.
Oh, yeah, Star Ocean.
So it's very different, like how in, like over here when we have our conferences, they show like they have like five games where they show you like 20 minutes of. Over there, they apparently just kind of show you a bunch of everything and then just go to the show floor and check things out.
Yeah, I mean, nobody does any live gameplay and there wasn't too many videos.
Yeah.
Kind of. And I don't even remember. I think they showed more during last year's, didn't they?
I feel like
it just seems like there was so much more content.
Maybe it's because that was the first year of PS4 too, wasn't it?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I feel like it was. So that would explain that too.
I can't. I don't know. I just can't really pinpoint a game that I liked or that I was looking for. I mean, besides Star Ocean.
Yeah.
Star Ocean, there was the. The Minecraft, Dragon's Quest Minecraft.
Dragon Quest Builders.
Yeah. It's basically, it looks just like Minecraft when they panned out, where you can see the whole land.
Yeah.
It looked exactly like Minecraft.
Except with a bunch of Dragon Quest monsters.
Yeah. And the terrain was very squarey, like Minecraft, but the characters themselves aren't.
Yeah.
They're more,
So I expect it to be a little bit more action RPG-ish than Minecraft is. So I'll probably... It actually sounds very interesting to me, if it's more RPG-ish. I'm down for that.
I mean, if you have a PlayStation only, then you probably won't be able to get Minecraft 2 because of the Xbox thing, right?
I don't know.
So that might be a good...
I mean, it would be smart for Microsoft to go exclusive with it, but it would also be smart for them to just keep it third-party because, I mean, it makes so much money.
Well, like, yeah, it just depends on how much of a money whore they
people
are.
People aren't going to go out and buy Xboxes for Minecraft 2. I don't think. I mean,
no, that's... I don't...
They'll just get it on their PC.
PC would be the choice, yeah.
So, I mean, if they just keep it on the PS4, then you know, they'll just make more money off the IP.
Are they willing to sacrifice their pride?
I don't know, because, I mean, you turn on Minecraft and you see that Microsoft logo every time on your PS4. It's like free advertising for them.
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like they won't, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just doesn't seem like a thing Microsoft would do. Be like, no, we're not stooping this low. They'd rather keep their pride than get more money, I think. Not like they need money anyway.
A new God Eater was announced, God Eater Resurrection. Again, they didn't show much about it. It does look a small clip. It looked very nice. Very nice. There's a new game called Neo.
Oh, the...
Neo.
Was that the... That was the Yakuza one?
No. This is the one that looked like
Onimusha. Oh, yeah, that's right.
It looked a lot like a really, really good-looking Onimusha, basically.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It looked really good.
It looked like the combat was very reactive and fluid, like a lot of countering type of stuff.
There was... Oh, there was also the what looks like multiplayer Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah. Umbrella Corps. Biohazard Umbrella Corps.
It looked... It did look like PvP, but it seemed like a lot of it wasn't PvP.
It seemed to me, personally, like it was PvP with, like, environmental hazards.
Sort of like a cross between a...
Like a PvP... Like a MOBA, almost.
Yeah, okay.
Like a PvP... like a PvP shooter mixed with a bit of MOBA in it. Because there were still zombies climbing around, and zombies still attack you, but you could use a zombie as a shield.
Yeah, that was really cool. I like that.
And there's like...
I think at one point he was shooting through the zombie.
And you might
it
have been,
seemed
yeah.
like it, like he was just shooting through the zombie. That was a nice touch.
It would be pretty interesting to see what that turns into in the end. Because it's definitely...
Did they have a date for that?
Not that I remember.
I don't remember, yeah. The we're talking about Resident Evils too, and I haven't I never played Resident Evil 2. I played the first one.
I still can't believe you haven't played the second one.
Yeah. I mean I owned the first one. I don't know what happened to it.
Dude, just buy the second one. I don't think they've done any HD releases on that one, have they?
I haven't seen any.
Yeah, so just buy it on the PlayStation Store. It's probably like $8 because it's a 2-discer. It's probably like $8 or something like that, and just play it on your stream, dude. People will love to see you go through that game, man. I know I would.
You don't like watching those games, though.
No, Resident Evil, that's what I'm saying. Resident Evil 2 was like the first genre-busting Resident Evil game. And sure, everybody says Resident Evil 4 is so good, like blah, blah, blah. Resident Evil 2...
Resident Evil 4 was a different Resident Evil altogether. They changed it. They completely changed the game.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to...
They made it more...
And it was a third person now. Like, instead of being like a...
Top-down.
It wasn't even top-down. Like,
it was... I mean, there's... Perspective. Yeah.
It was just a mix of everything, I guess. Because, I mean, the Resident Evil 1, the camera changed all the damn time.
Well, they were static cameras. It wasn't like a dynamic camera system that Resident Evil 4 has. It was just static.
And the controls were so weird.
Tank controls.
It took so long for me to get used to that. So long. Because I wanted to, you know, turn around and it's like, wait, no. You're not turning around the way I want you to turn around. Stop doing this. It took me a while. It took me a while to figure it out. To get used to it. You know what I mean? For it to become like second nature. But once I got the hang of it, it was a game that was really enjoyable for me. And then they did the
Origins?
No, the GameCube one.
Oh, the remake?
Yeah, when they remade it with the better graphics on the GameCube, that thing looks so sweet. Mm-hmm. So sweet. It was such a good port. And it gave you chills. You know what I mean? Like it's just like everything seems more real. And for that time, it looked really good.
Yeah, GameCube had really good graphics.
Everything was just, like, so real, and it, you know, like, it would creep you out. Just watching, you know, just playing it during the, you know, in the dark, you know, after, like, midnight or whatever. Like, it was a good game to play.
Yeah.
The Resident Evil 3, I played, but I didn't own it, and I didn't finish it. And Resident Evil 4, I bought and played through that. And I never got 5 or 6.
Well, technically.
And Code Veronica. I played Code Veronica as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm still... And Resident Evil 0.
Right.
So I'm still missing, like, some Resident Evil games here and there.
Are you going to get the Resident Evil 0 and Resident Evil 1 HD remakes? The Origins bundle?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Just for to have it on your PS4 whenever you want it? Don't have to bust out your GameCube?
That doesn't matter, dude. I can just take it out. It doesn't matter. It's not that big of a deal. I own the games already, and I mean, the Resident Evil 1 is an HD remix for its time.
Yeah.
So, whatever. I don't care. I don't care about it.
Alright.
Zero was cool. It had the whole changing people all the time.
Yeah.
Control two characters. What about you, Vegan?
No, I never really liked playing those games too much.
No?
Yeah, Resident Evil 2 is probably the
just
most.
Just two? Type. That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a big horror game. I don't like the artificial fear of resource management. I'm not a big fan of that. I don't like the stress that comes with it, you know? Like, oh, I only got like 5 bullets, but I got like 4 zombies in front of me. Do I try to knife them through? But
yeah,
I only
you
got,
try to knife them.
But I only got 2 herbs.
Knife them at the knees. Make them go down.
Well, you're here to hear it first. Black's going to get Resident Evil 2 on this PS4.
No, I'm not. Wait, maybe.
PS3, I mean.
Maybe. I haven't played that one, so yeah. I might get that one. Let's see. I don't know. I can't think of anything other games that I would...
Well, I mean,
that
there's...
That caught my attention.
There's a Yakuza remake. It's a remake of the first Yakuza being redone in HD graphics. It does not...
Yeah,
it's not an up-res. It's not an up-res. This is a full-on, like, remake. They're going back, recoding all the graphics and stuff like that.
It looked good.
It looked really good.
There's a lot of anger in that one.
Yeah. I mean, the games are very popular in Japan. I think they're more popular than the Grand Theft Auto series. I hear people say that they're better.
As a game
than the Grand Theft Auto series. I think even, like, a better story, because, like, it's a more focused story plots.
Yeah.
And there's just more stuff to do in there, like, more crazy stuff to do in it. I'm not exactly sure. I've never played them. But I've heard them compared favorably with the Grand Theft Auto games. There's also Yakuza 6. This is the 6th game in the series that's been announced, coming out. Phantasy Star Online 2 is coming to the PS4. Still no word on the American release date. Game's been out for a couple years in Japan. America wants it. So give it to us. Now's your chance. You want us to play something besides Destiny? Well, this will do it for a lot of people. And I mean a lot of people.
Including you.
I don't know, including me. It's different than the first Phantasy Star Online, which is what I have fond memories of. Like, it's not necessarily a game that holds up to today's standards, but I'll still go
people
back and
play
it.
People play this like crazy still, man.
Yeah, dude, every once in a while, I'll sit down and play it for like 4 or 5 hours or so. And I'm just like,
This is a Japan-only game, right? Like, you can only play it through the Japan servers, right?
The first one or the second one?
The first one.
First one, no, you can pick it up on your GameCube and have a 2-player local co-op right there.
Local.
Well, the servers have been shut down now.
But the servers are still up in Japan, right?
I don't think so.
No?
I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think so. Mm. But people have made their own servers. You know, there's, I think if you look up Phantasy Star Online, like, BBO or something like that, it's like Blue Burst, which is like the ultimate edition on PC.
Yeah.
Had all the DLC and stuff like that, and people will make servers for that.
That's cool,
play
man.
On.
Yeah.
So it's fun. I mean, it's just mind-numbing. You're literally just like tapping a button every 3 seconds. That's really what the game is. And like, oh, hey, a new sword. Cool. Equip that. Now I'm going to go back to tapping the button 3 times. Every 3 seconds. That's really what the game is. But for some reason, because
people
it was the first
love it, dude.
The first one of its kind, you know, like, it's in my head, like, I enjoy this. This is any other game that tries to pull that stuff. Now I'm like, no, this is trash. But that game, I love it.
I mean, that's just human nature, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, the first time you hear something really awesome, you know, nothing lives up to it anymore. Like, even if it is more awesome to you, it just doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Kind of like the first System of a Down album.
I mean, you on that System of a Down.
Yeah, the first one was the best one.
That's fine. You're entitled to your opinions. I'm not too as familiar with them, so that's fine.
What is this attack then? If you don't even know, then you're attacking me right now. Okay?
I'm not attacking you.
You're attacking me. And I'm feeling a little vulnerable right now?
Well, I mean, you should.
You're attacking my beliefs?
I mean,
and it hurts.
You're sitting in my room. You should feel a little vulnerable.
Okay. Oh, you're lucky. This is your room. Otherwise, I would slam the door as I leave.
But then you'd have to go through a couple more doors to get out. You're gonna slam all of them?
I'm gonna slam all of them on my way out, man.
You're like, walk past me. Like, oh, thank you for letting me in. Slam.
Well, I don't know, man. Tokyo Game Show just didn't do it for me.
Didn't do it
for me? Not the Sony conference.
What just... about the announcement of the Project Morpheus renaming to PlayStation VR?
Dude!
That's right.
That's so dumb!
PlayStation
Morpheus is such a cool name, and then to change it to just PlayStation VR?
It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense to
No matter it how much sense it makes, it's to PlayStation stupid. VR. It's a stupid name.
Because mom and pops going to the store, they see this Project Morpheus thing. Oh, what is this for? Is this a new game console? Is this like a separate game thing? Is this the new Xbox? I don't know. What's
the child can explain it. The child
can explain it. It never works. How many times?
Mom, this is awesome. You get to see everything in like real life and stuff. And you walk around like in a 3D world. You're living in a 3D world. Go outside.
No, you're saying you grew up and stuff like that. You're like, Mom, I want the game with the guy who jumps on top of things and, like, kills them. And you get, like, Bubsy. When you really want a Super Mario.
And you can eat a mushroom and you get bigger. Because it has a lot of protein in it.
And you get Alice in Wonderland. So my
renaming, I think parents understand more now than they did back when we were kids.
We think that. But, man, the stories I hear...
We're the parents now. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We are those guys. And we know because we grew up with the video game.
We're still a minority, though, in comparison to the rest of
gaming has grown so much, man.
Come on. Yeah, but not when we were growing up. There's still... We were the kids.
We were like the original gamers, dude.
Yeah. And here's... Let me finish. We were the original gamers. And like 5 out of 30 kids... would sit inside their house to play video games, and the other 25 would be out playing sports,
playing at your house video games.
No, because those would be the 5 kids. Those would be the ones that came over to play video games with you.
Well, I had a limit on how much I could play anyway, so I had to go outside. They forced me to go outside and play. You can't be in the house. Get out. Go play. And then I hit some lady with a baseball in the head.
And then you came back.
No, she took my bat.
Oh. That's not very nice of her.
Well, I hit her in the head with a baseball. It wasn't my fault. She was sitting in the wrong spot at the wrong time.
I mean, she was just sitting at home plate. What am I supposed to do?
Well, then I went to go tell my mom. And my mom, I don't remember what she said to her. She gave me my bat back.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I used to play outside also. I think back when I was a kid, I used to play outside more than I played video games.
Look where they got you. See, parents of today, have your kids play video games now and not go outside, so that outside becomes wondrous, and when they grow older, they want to spend more time outside.
I do want to spend more time outside, I just choose not to.
Because your parents made you spend time outside. Instead of making you get bored of playing video games.
I used to enjoy it a lot more.
Anyway, PlayStation VR.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it. It's too simple.
It's a new name.
It's too simple.
Which is exactly why you want it. So it's simple and easy to remember.
Really? You're not going to remember Morpheus?
I would, because I love the Sandman comics.
And I would, because I love the... Matrix.
Okay. But not everybody has read Sandman or has really liked The Matrix.
Everybody loves The Matrix.
Anyway.
Jesus, Dan, can you stay on topic?
The PlayStation VR, they did a sizzle reel. It showed a bunch of games we've seen before, like Riggs and the Clubroom VR, where you get to be like the monster and your kids.
Yeah, that was really cool. I want to do that with my kids. I want to see if my kids and my wife can like throw things at me and hit me.
While you're like dodging and
toting. That guy looked so. Did you see how happy that guy looked?
Yeah, he was with his family.
He was dodging and he was just like, oh my god, my kids are hitting me. Yay.
Kids are hitting me. And then you take off
the VR. Now it's their turn.
Daddy, I haven't put the headset on. No, dodge. You don't need a headset for this game.
Meanwhile, some parents don't understand and actually start throwing things at their kids.
Yeah.
Like chanclas.
Chanclas.
Yeah. They always hit. They always hit.
You can be in a separate room, and you'll see that thing come in like a boomerang.
Somehow. Somehow. They just throw it, and it hits you.
You'll hear it. You'll be like... like, no! Mom, I'm sorry!
Run! But you can't run.
You try jumping out your
window. Well, you can run, but you just can't get away.
So you jump out your window, and you're like, yes, I missed it. And you see another one coming up from underneath you.
And that one hits you. Knocks your head up, yeah. And then the other one hits you in the back of the head.
Why'd they get two chocolates? Because you tried to dodge the first one.
Did your mom ever hit you? And you try to cover up, or you try to block her?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, no me tapes. Yeah. And then you would just get hit harder. It was pointless.
Or like or twice as many times.
Yeah.
It's just like, what do you want me to do? It's my natural defensive inclination to protect myself when harm is coming at me. Are you telling me not to do that? Like, what type of sadistic world are we living in?
The worst kind. It's not as bad anymore, because they teach kids to call 911 now.
Yeah.
So, you can't do that.
That's why...
It's a shame, you know?
That's why...
What are we coming to when you can't hit your kids anymore?
That's why you don't teach kids English.
See, are you kidding me? 911. Well, at least where we live, 911 operators all speak Spanish.
No, I was saying, your kids come back home and they're like, Ma, guess 911.
911? Oh, no sé, mijo. No sé.
Let's translate for the people at home. I said, Mom, what's 911?
Oh, I don't know, mijo. I don't know. Best translation ever.
Hello? Now, let's do it in the PlayStation translator version. Mom, 911 is what?
I don't know, son. I don't know.
There you go. And that's why we don't like the Japanese translator that they have for the Tokyo Game Show press conference. But respect, you know, it's probably a stressful job, I'm sure. Because you have the entire
world. Just see the guy with the suit that didn't fit him. It's this guy. All right. It looks really snug at the shoulders, like, you know, the blazer, the coat. And his collar was like all bunched up.
It's like choking him.
Yeah. Like it was really, really bad.
It looked very uncomfortable.
And he wasn't enjoying it at all. I don't think he has ever worn a suit before.
Probably not. Or at least, I don't think he was expecting to have to wear a suit at that time.
Yeah, Billy called in sick. You're gonna have to take over. but I don't have anything to wear. Here, just borrow mine. But you are skinny and I am fat.
No, I mean, we're not that different.
But guess what? They were that different.
Yeah, they were that different. There's also, as Jeff, love to call him, who's been in Gamescom, I think, or E3. He's shown up a couple times. It's, Japanese Mick...
That wasn't Mick that Jay. Guy. That was a different guy.
That was a different guy, but there's also in that conference.
Yeah, a Japanese Mick Jagger. He looked like Mick Jagger if he was Japanese.
It's kind of true. I see it.
It is. It's very true. It's there. It's there. I saw it.
I saw it.
I couldn't think of the name, and I started singing a song for Dan, and he said it was, who did you say it was, Creedence?
The Doors.
The Doors. I was like, where do you get The Doors from? I started singing Painted Black.
Painted Black is a very Doors sounding song.
No, I think it has a very signature Rolling Stones tone to it. And I don't know where you got that from, but I think it's very Rolling Stonesy.
Anyway.
He looks like a Japanese Mick Jagger. You need to watch this conference. Look for Japanese Mick Jagger.
Trust me. Yeah, everybody should watch the conference. I think it has a little bit of something for everybody. Which is kind of what I liked about it. You know, a lot of the other conferences, kind of like, oh, here's like 14 first FPS games and stuff like that. Or something like that. And I like the Japanese ones because it literally has a little something for everybody.
Yeah? Yeah. I can see that.
Oh, and new faceplates. HD bay covers for your PlayStation 4.
Yeah, I'm going with pink.
They're coming in colors. Pink and black. Nine colors are coming out. I'm
going to stick with black and go with pink.
There's going to be a crystal DualShock 4 controller that's see-through, basically.
Which is cheaper than the other colored ones.
Yeah, they have gold, silver, and
metallic black.
Metallic black, which is basically a lighter black.
Yeah. But they still look cool. They all look cool.
Yeah, I'll probably pick up the silver ones because it reminds me of the original
PlayStation. I want the clear ones. The clear ones are just cool to me.
The clear ones I didn't like them. They always felt like they were going to break.
You see the little rumble packs in there?
Yeah.
Big old circle things. That's really cool. Never seen them before. No, that's not true. I've seen them before.
Alright, Twitter question of the week time, shall we?
What?
Twitter question of the week. See what I did there? Like that?
I don't know.
I'll put a little flare on it. Make it a little bit more of an event.
It is an event, man.
A little fancier.
It's an Uncorked Gamers event.
It's an Uncorked Gamers event. Remember, this question goes up every Monday. If not Monday, then definitely Tuesday.
The day we record our
podcast. But usually by no later than, I'd say, 1 on Tuesday. This will go up.
Pacific.
Yes. Specific.
Pacific, man. Come on, Dan.
No, I was about to say specific.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Come on.
That's
English. English.
Yeah, that's a bit of my Spanish kicking in there.
Yeah, that happens to me sometimes.
I want
to
say a specific.
A specific. Mijo.
Alright, so the question was, what game should have never gotten a sequel?
Want me to go?
Why don't we let our special guest go? Our special guest answer question go.
We have a special guest tonight.
Yes, go ahead, give your answer. What game should have never gotten a sequel?
Zubinis.
Why?
Because the Zubinis 2 felt and played like a browser game, but still cost the same amount of money.
And there you have it.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, go ahead.
Final Fantasy X-2 should have never happened.
Yes. The controversial sequel to a Final Fantasy game.
Three girls. Same girls from Final Fantasy X.
One was a priestess, one was a thief, engineer person, one never existed until that point. And the great priestess...
One was a black mage.
Yeah, one was a black mage, but she wasn't a character up until that game.
What do you mean?
She wasn't in Final Fantasy X.
Who are we talking about?
Talking about Pain.
Oh,
Pain was not.
No, him. Yeah. No, not Pain. What am I thinking of? Anyway, it doesn't matter. But now they're all dancers.
Yeah, now they're all pop stars.
Yeah, they're pop stars, dancers, singers. They do it all.
With a six shooter.
out for a quest to look for the, oh my god, what, Titus.
Yeah, to look for,
Titus, who they know doesn't exist anymore. They know he's dead. They know he doesn't belong in that time. They know everything got fixed. But they saw this fuzzy video where it seems like Titus is there. So they go out for a look for him and to find out that, yeah, that he still doesn't exist. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, if you get the good ending, because there's multiple endings in that game.
Yeah, but that game is still the same. They find out that he's not in...
They save him. They bring him into their time.
No, they don't.
So him and Yuna can be together.
Oh, I've never been to that ending. I've never seen that ending.
Yeah, that is the ultimate ending.
How do you get that?
You have to make sure that the lying people don't die and a bunch of stuff.
Oh, God. I don't want to go through that game again.
No, you don't.
The gameplay, it was... I don't like the singing thing, dude.
Yeah, it's
You dance to change the way you attack.
Is that how it works? I haven't even played it, dude.
It's just so
I saw it and I was like, nope.
It's so dumb.
I mean, I didn't like 10 in the first place, but
10 was cool. I thought 10 was very innovative.
I mean,
they had a soccer game.
Yes, they had a water polo game.
Underwater.
Yeah, like water polo would probably be more accurate.
No, because they kick. They kick the ball.
They did kick the ball, didn't they? But yeah. they mostly pass it with their hands.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. The kicks were like the special shots to try to make it into the goal.
You didn't like Orin?
Orin, I mean, he was
like a cool character.
He was stereotypical anime, like, oh, I'm awesome.
Yeah, and he didn't wear one of his sleeves.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really tough. Big boss man. And he carried a broadsword. I can see he was the typical tough guy.
He was the typical tough guy.
And is it the glasses, huh?
The sunglasses?
The sunglasses, yeah.
It was such a weird, like...
He always wore them a little bit low.
Weird melding of, like, Western and Asian, like, influences. He's like, let's make a really big, strong, duff... tough... pretty big, strong, tough... very Asian Fonzie.
A Fonz!
Hey!
Well,
it's a very Asian, so like, hey, stop doing that. We have to go. Titus was annoying to me.
I can see that. I can see that.
I mean, Waka was interesting.
Waka had what was it? Jamaican accent? What was his accent?
I don't know.
No, it was like a Pacific Islander accent.
Yeah. Like Waka and the lion guy, the blue lion guy, were probably the most interesting characters out of the entire game.
Oh, I forgot his name.
And it doesn't matter. He was kind of a tool anyway.
I didn't use him too much. It was mostly the priestess.
Yeah, you gotta have Yuna in there. She's your healer.
Yeah, and she was the only one that could summon.
Yeah.
Which was kind of, I think that was kind
of
cool.
Oh, it's a bit of a throwback. It used to be like that back in the day. Final Fantasy IV, Final Fantasy... No, just Final Fantasy IV, really. Huh.
Yeah, with the job system, right?
No, Final Fantasy...
That wasn't the job system. That was,
Everybody had a specific job.
Yeah. Yeah, that game shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
It was really bad. It was a really bad game.
But yeah, popular enough to get a re-release on the Vita and PlayStation 3.
As a bundle
with 10 and 10.2, yeah. A lot of people really loved that game. Like, we did not, but a lot of people really dug the Final Fantasy X thing.
You know what? The best part about that Final Fantasy X was the create your own monster thing.
It wasn't the laughter part.
The laughing part.
And it's just like the whole clip of like 8 minutes of them like doing really bad American laughing.
That was not the best part. No.
No. Oh, no. Okay.
You know what? It was their first time doing voice acting. Man, chill.
Because that nearly killed me,
dude. It was the first.
I cried inside when that happened.
Yeah, well, that's what happens.
They were laughing to my tears.
They were laughing at you, Dan.
Yeah.
They were laughing at you. Anyway, what's yours?
Alright, my game that I think should have never gotten a sequel is... Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Brain Age 2.
Brain Age?
I don't think Brain Age should have ever gotten a sequel.
That's a strange game to pick.
Do you think that should have gotten a sequel?
What didn't you like about the sequel? It was exactly like the first one.
Yeah, it was exactly the first game. Like, there's no need to put out more math problems in the cartridge. You know, I'm sorry.
It was more than just math, man. It was logic and math. And there's a little bit of logic in it, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, cool, train your brain. Why can't I just use the same train brainer in Brain Age 1?
The brain trainer, you mean?
Yeah.
It's a train brainer. I don't know what a train brainer is, but it sounds fancy.
This is what happens when you play Brain Age,
That's
okay?
What happens if you don't play Brain Age.
Well, you didn't play it, and
yeah,
I did.
Look how I turned out, man. But, yeah, I mean, I guess that's very true. That's just, I wasn't expecting you to say Brain Age. I was really looking for a more, more mainstream game.
Yeah, actually.
But it makes perfect sense.
It was a tough question. I thought about it for like a long time, and I was looking through my shelves of my games. I'm like, man, I know there's some games in here. And I was like, they made sequels. I just didn't like the game at all. And I saw Brain Age. I was like, wait, why did they make a sequel to this?
Why can't they just do DLCs?
Because Nintendo is really bad.
Yeah, Nintendo doesn't really do DLCs.
Except for, like, now.
The first one, I mean, I was originally thinking about, Chrono Cross. But the thing is with Chrono Cross that I didn't give it a chance. I finished the game, but I think I went into it, like, as soon as I saw the way the game was, I instantly disliked the game because it wasn't a Chrono Trigger. Right. It was a completely different game. I mean, graphics-wise, it was different. Story was different. You know, like, the system was different. Everything was different. It didn't feel like a sequel to it. And I guess, you know, like, it wasn't supposed to be a sequel to it. There was a little bit of Chrono Trigger in Chrono Cross.
Like, it was supposed to, but then they changed their mind.
Yeah, but it was minimal.
Well, because they changed their mind pretty early, though. So, I mean, that was a good thing about it. It wasn't too much of what they wanted originally that stuck in there.
So that was my grief with that game, but you know, like I think I was just too quick to judge the game.
Yeah.
Is what it was. And I don't know what happened to that game. I owned it for the PlayStation. I don't know where it's at anymore. Along with a bunch of other games that I used to own, but I've been thinking about actually, like, you know, rebuying the game just to play it through again.
You can buy it on
just
the...
as its own,
you can buy it digitally.
That's its own game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I want the PlayStation 1.
I mean, you can buy it digitally and you can play it on your Vita. On the go. So you don't have to...
I don't have a Vita.
Oh.
And you know this, man!
Well, you know, in Japan they're getting more colors.
Yeah, in Japan. Good for them. What about us? What about us, man, with the Vitas?
So would you play virtual reality,
I would play virtual reality anything.
Because there's one thing I didn't.
It could
get
just
to...
be like a game like Dear Esther, and I would play it.
Because there's one thing I didn't really get to touch on when speaking about virtual reality, and that was that they had a little display with a bunch of different games, a bunch of VR games we already saw, like The Kitchen, The Deep.
Oh yeah, here it comes.
Rigs, of course, and Final Fantasy 14, and MMO with virtual reality capabilities. Oh man, didn't somebody mention that, boy, this would be a great thing to just mention and drop the mic and walk away in MMO VR? Oh hey, look, it might actually happen now. Man. Thank you for listening.
Counter argument, everything's gonna be VR. So.
Okay.
Okay. Just saying, everything's gonna be VR, so eventually it was going to happen.
Okay. You like Destiny, right?
Yes. Yes, I know. It would be super awesome. It would be super awesome.
Because it's an MMO. Because you get to play with your friends.
No, because it's a first-person shooter. Because
you get to play with your friends. It's got epic stories, quests and raids, dungeons to go explore. That's why the MMO is the important one. Because it has a world for you to explore.
The thing is, friends. I really enjoy...
And everybody's different.
I really enjoy playing with people co-op. Like in these games. Like in this game. Because I never really got into MMOs. I never bought in one. Like, it just didn't grab
didn't
my attention.
You didn't have friends to play with. To suck you in.
No, it was mostly OPC also.
Yeah, it's
I
true.
Mean, MMOs were PC. They were like straight up PC.
Yeah.
There was no MMOs on consoles.
I mean, there actually wasn't a PlayStation 2.
PlayStation 2's internet was weird.
But there was an MMO. I had a friend that had it. It was weird.
But... I mean, it's just like, so I never got a chance to play it, any MMOs, and like I said, it didn't grab my attention, but, you know, since playing Destiny, which is, I guess, my first MMO, even though it's a first-person shooter, mm-hmm. and I think that has a lot to do with it also, that it's a first-person shooter, you know, it's really fun to just, like, play with a bunch of people, man, just do quests and whatnot.
Do you remember the Resident Evil multiplayer game that came out? Resident Evil, Chronicles?
Chronicles and Chronicles 2?
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Did you ever get a chance to see that game or play it or check it out or anything?
Don't believe so, no. Why?
I think they should revisit that idea. It was awesome. I remember it was... You all started out in a different area. You had to find each other. And, like, you didn't get guns and stuff like that. You got, like, broomsticks and, like... Those are your weapons. So you had, like, very minimal weapons.
Yeah.
And
you
like,
couldn't upgrade?
I think you could find, like, better things and stuff like that. But
like guns?
Maybe, like... But it was scarce. You know, like, yeah. Something that powerful would be scarce or whatever. But, I mean, what was nice about it was, like, it was cooperative... You and your friends and stuff like that trying to survive this zombie
apocalypse
thing, basically, and like you know, if your character died, your character died. You were out of that sequence, basically.
Makes sense.
So there was a bit of a permadeath thing to it, and I was like, if they revisited that today, they could probably do something epic with that.
Like that would be if you go on a raid. In Destiny, and you die, you're out of the raid.
Yeah.
God, that would suck.
It would suck, but the situations was like, dude, no, hold the door open for me. Hold the door. No, they're too close behind you. No, you gotta hold the door open for me. You have to make that
they
choice.
They would sacrifice you? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Nah, you're staying with the monsters. Later, dude. As they're waving goodbye, and you end up getting a foot in the door. And then what?
Yeah.
Then what? Huh?
Then what?
How stupid do they look now? Mm-hmm. You're still in there. And you brought all the monsters. And you tell the monsters, have fun.
Or maybe you just survive it. You just happen to survive it. And you just like, I'm hunting these guys down now.
Surviving sucks.
I got an axe. They don't know I'm alive. I'm going to go find them. I'm going to go axe them up.
I tend to not survive a lot.
That's true. It's not a Destiny game without Jeff dying first.
I'm the comedic relief of Destiny. I think, because I was doing stupid things.
You always just die in the corner somewhere. Like, nobody knows where you are. You're just like, we just see, like, Black Hole Flare is dead. We're like, what?
Where the hell is he?
There's not even any enemies here. Like, how did he die?
Oh, man.
We broke it.
That's true. That's so true.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. I'll hit you up next week. Hopefully we'll hear some more stuff about Tokyo Game Show. I know there's a lot more happening in the Tokyo Game Show. We just covered the Sony press conference, which is like the very first thing of there. But I've heard a lot of games that are supposed to be there, like Last Guardian is supposed to be have some more playtime, stuff like that. Hopefully we'll hear more about what this Final Fantasy XIV VR thing is, and we'll have some better ideas. I've heard some basic things, like they're gonna have a demo there that's like basically what they call a trial. From what I understand, it's basically like a mini raid. Then that's gonna be VR.
Yeah.
And supposedly somebody said like there'll be areas of the game world you can explore in VR, but it's gonna reduce the graphics.
Whatever.
Yeah, like I said in that podcast during E3, I think, E3 predictions, it doesn't have to look great, it just has to be the first one.
Yeah. Well, you can catch me on twitch.tv/blackholeflare.
Yep. Just find them. Anything that isn't Xbox, you can find them at Black Hole Flare.
Basically.
Of course, you can always follow us at Uncore Gamers on Twitter. Send us emails, uncoregamers@gmail.com. Which I should probably check that. We did have somebody say that they might start sending us emails instead of tweets.
By might, they meant they're not going to.
Usually it tells me when I have an email, but sometimes it doesn't. Okay.
Nothing?
No, it's just a bunch of the typical YouTube rule stuff. Whatever. Yeah, nothing.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, people.
Later.
See you next week.